Hi, everybody. This is Rick at KeepTheRubberSideDown.net. It's a lovely rainy afternoon. I'm sitting on my porch, enjoying a couple cigars and a little whiskey. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about today, the cigars. A friend of mine at a famous smoke shop named Scott Shemtoff recently sent me a 5-pack of the Rocky Patel Extreme Sumatra Robusto cigars. And I want to talk a little bit about that cigar today. The Rocky Patel Extreme, and let me just give you the spelling of that. It's the X-T-R-E-M-E cigar. That's how they spelled it. Extreme is a really good cigar. And let's go through a little bit of the vitals of it. And then I will give you the link to that site, or link to that cigar from the famous smoke shop on the website. The vitals of it, the one I had was a 5x50 ring gauge with a medium to full body. I would say it was, after five of them, I would say it was a little more full body. The wrapper was an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, and the fillers are a Honduran and Nicaraguan long filler. The construction, which is pretty important to me, was really firm, really well put together cigar. The wrapper was a rich, oily color, absolutely beautiful. And the cap on all of these was absolutely perfect. I don't know, I'm sure a different person put those together, but they were absolutely perfect as far as that goes. And really just a beautifully constructed cigar. When you first smell it, you're going to get a little bit of grassy field kind of a smell, along with a little cocoa or coffee type thing, and then a hint of pepper as well. Let's talk a little bit about the actual smoking of the cigar. Absolutely great light, and as you begin to smoke the cigar, you're going to get some mild coffee notes, a hint of that, nothing extreme, but just absolutely perfect blend right there at the beginning. The smoke is very plentiful. It's a beautifully blue-gray smoke, and just fills the area where you are, and the draw is extremely nice on it as well. Now, before long, as you get into that cigar, I would say toward the middle of the first part of the cigar and then on into almost all the way through, you're going to get the peppery flavor on the back of your tongue begins to ramp up. Slowly but surely, it begins to strengthen and continues throughout the cigar. The ash continues to hold well on most of the cigars. One of the notes I'll give you here is on three out of the five cigars, the ash became very fluffy, like a fresh powdery snow. Fell all over my shirt. Didn't really like that much. But on two out of the five, it remained well. I'm not sure if that was a humidor issue. I checked the humidity and things on the humidor, and everything seemed to be fine. But I will say during that time, I got a little bit of ash issue that was a little disturbing, but not enough to make me not want to buy the cigar. As we continue through the cigar, the smoke remains great. The draw remains simple and very nice. And overall, it is a tremendous cigar. I really look forward to smoking some more of these. You can buy a box of 20 for $89.95, I believe it is. And for like $19.50, you can get a pack of five. And I think a single cigar is about $6.50. I would certainly recommend that you put this into your rotation. It's the Rocky Patel Extreme cigars, and they have them in Churchill and some different standards as well. But I would certainly recommend those. Now, on the website at KeepTheRubberSideDown.net, you'll find a link to these cigars. And then just go ahead and look around a little bit at the famous shop, smoke shop site, really good site. Easy to navigate. I want to again say thanks to Scott for all of his help, and look forward to working with him again. I do recommend again this Rocky Patel Extreme. I think you'll really enjoy it.